Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es ist alles, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'isha, shehi mekasha leilet. Mekasha leilet means she's having a baby, but things are going very difficult. Vaitziyua mibayis lebayis, they moved her for whatever reason, from one house to another. And at the second house, she gave birth to a baby that was not alive. There was a reason that neshama had to come down to this world. Reb Moshe has a tshuva. He writes that sometimes a neshama needs a tikkun that comes down to this world. It doesn't even have to be born alive. But the neshama had its tikkun. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Harishain Tomei Besafik. As far as the halachis of Tumah and Tahara are concerned, in the first house, it's possibly Tomei. Vasheni Bevadi. But in the second house, we have to say everything is for sure Tomei. The first house is a Safik, because the child, even though the child was not alive, it would only cause Tumah when it reaches the final stage of being born. And we don't know if the child reached that stage yet. But obviously in the second house it did, because it was born there. So I don't understand. If the baby in the mother is no longer alive, why is that not the time of the house? And the answer is, precisely because the baby is in the mother. This is something called Tumah Belua, a swallow Tumah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zok Rabbi Yehuda Emesai. When do we say that the first house is Tamei Mesafek? Now Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on the Tanakam. He's just explaining the words of the Tanakam. Tanakam has said that the first house is Tamei Mesafek. When do we say that? Bizman Shehi Neteles Begapayim. You're saying they moved the mother from the first house to the second house. But in the first house she was already in a condition where she didn't have the kayach to go herself. Her friends took her by her arms and had to walk with her. Avul bat im ha'isim ha'alechis, if she was able to walk on her own, then harishain, then even the first house, tar, wouldn't be safik tamei. Things in that house would be tar. Shemeshin niftach ha'kever, this means, had the baby come to the point where that's called being born, the womb was opened, ain't p'nai lahalach, she wouldn't have time then to still be able to walk on her own. So if she was able to still walk on her own, is a simen that the baby had not entered the point where that's called being born. However, the Mishnah concludes by explaining that if the baby has a very, very small head, then it is possible for the mother to walk, even after the baby entered that point that it's called being born. And that's what the Mishnah means to say over here. The concluding words of the Mishnah are, Ein l'nufalim psichas hakever. This child that was unfortunately not born alive does not open its mother's womb in a way that would stop her from walking, achiagilu roish kapika, unless its head literally is as round as a pika, but it means as large as a pika. What is a pika? If you remember in Masechtas Kelim, we were talking about a spindle. It's one of the tools they used for spinning threads. So it's a long pole at the top. There's like a hook, and at the bottom, toward the bottom, is like a little ball. It's a weight that the stick goes through. It's on the stick. It's stuck on the stick, the way you would stick a marshmallow onto a stick. Well, that pika, that little ball, that's no gay over here. Because if the child's head is as large as this pika, then we know that when that baby entered the rechem, the mother could no longer walk. So if she was able to walk, is a simin that the baby didn't come out yet. So the first house is not tummy. But if we see that the head of the baby happens to be smaller than that, so memela, the fact that she was able to walk is not a raya, the baby didn't start being born yet, because it could be the baby was already at this point of psichas hakever. The reason the mother was able to walk is because the child's head was very small. So chazring over our Mishnah Dalit, this woman that had difficulty during childbirth, and they moved her from house to house, and the second house, the baby was born, but the neshama was still in Shemai. The baby was not born alive. So we say the first house is Tamei B'Safek, because the baby, the lifeless baby, would only be Matama the house if it came down in the Rechem to a certain point. And we don't know if it started to be born in the first house. The second house is for sure Tamei, because here clearly the baby was born. Rabbi Yehuda explained. Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue with the Tanakam, he just explained. Now, when do we say the first house is Tamei Misafik if she couldn't walk on her own from the first house to the second house? That means could be the baby already started to be born. But if she was able to walk on her own, that's a simen that the baby didn't start to be born yet. And Memela, the first house is for sure Tahar. However, that is only if the baby's head was as large as a pika. Pika is that little bally on the spindle. That's when we say, if she was able to walk, is a simen, the baby wasn't born yet. But if the head is smaller than that, it is possible she was able to walk even after the baby started to be born. And Memela, the first house, could be Tame, although the mother was able to walk on her own.